Felicia del Pino, her head a spiky anarchy of miniature pink rollers, pounds the horn of her 1952 DeSoto as she pulls up to the little house by the sea. It is 7:43 a.m., and she has made the 17-mile journey from Havana to Santa Teresa del Mar in 34 minutes. Felicia screams for her mother, throws herself onto the back seat, and shoulders open the car's only working door. Then she flies past the rows of gangly bird of paradise, past the pawpaw tree with ripening fruit, and loses a sandal taking the three front steps in an inelegant leap. "I know already," Celia says, rocking gently in her wicker swing on the porch. Felicia collapses on her mother's lap, sending the swing lurching crazily, and wails to the heavens. "He was here last night." Celia grips the wicker armrests as if the entire swing would fly off of its own accord.
"Who?"
Felicia demands.
"Your father. He came to say goodbye."
Felicia abruptly stops her lament and stands up. Her pale yellow stretch shorts slide into the crease of her fleshy buttocks.
"You mean he was in the neighborhood and didn't even stop by?"
She is pacing now, pushing a fist into her palm.
"Felicia, it was not a social visit."
"But he's been in New York 4 years. The least he could have done was say goodbye to me and the children."
"What did your sister say?"
Celia asks, ignoring her daughter's outburst.
"The nuns called her at the bakery this morning. They said Papi rose to heaven on tongues of fire.
Lourdes was very upset. She's convinced it's a resurrection."
Ivanito stretches his arms around his mother's plump thighs. Felicia, her face softening, looks down at her son.
"Your grandfather died today, Ivanito. I know you don't remember him, but he loved you very much."
"What happened to abuela?"
Ivanito asks. Felicia turns to her mother as if seeing her for the first time. Seaweed clings to her skull like a lethal plant. She is barefoot, and her skin, encrusted with sand, is tinged a faint blue. Her legs are cold and hard as marble.
"I went for a swim," Celia says irritably.
"With your clothes on?" Felicia tugs on her mother's damp sleeve.
"Yes, Felicia, with my clothes on."
The edge in Celia's voice would end any conversation save with her daughter.
"Now listen to me. I want you to send a telegram to your brother."
Celia hasn't spoken to her son since the Soviet tanks stormed Prague 4 years ago. She cried when she heard his voice and the sounds of the falling city behind him. What was he doing so far from the warm seas, swimming with gentle manatees? Javier writes that he has a Czech wife now and a baby girl. Celia wonders how she will speak to this granddaughter, show her how to catch crickets and avoid the beak of the tortoise.
"What should I say?"
Felicia asks her mother.
"Tell him his father died."